We store 10 to 12 tons of coal in at a time.
What would you carry it in when you carry it?
Bring it up in a wagon.
You mean in a half coal scuttles?
Oh, yeah, and you could put it in a coal scuttle and bring it from the coal house up to the stove, up to the kitchen.
I see.
And
now, the stove...
It didn't run down at all.
In the stove, it would run out through the what? It'd
go out through the chimney, the flue.
You had a flue?
Mm-hmm.
What would your mother use to cook? What would she fry eggs in, maybe?
She'd have a skillet.
I see. And would you ever see one that was on three legs, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call them? What folks, they'd use them for what?
I don't know, a tripod skillet?
Yeah.
Some of them were flat and some of them had legs, like you say, had legs on them.
Uh-huh. Would your mother be able to pretty up the house any?
Would she be able to?
Yeah. Did she keep the house looking nice? What might she do?
She just keep house cleaning. But she either had somebody there to do it for her.
Oh, really? Would y'all keep some flowers in the house or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What was she putting them in?
I don't know.
A jar?
I didn't pay much attention to it back in those days.
You just knock it off, huh?
Yeah.
Did she have a place where she would put food maybe that might be left over from the afternoon meal or something like, and you might eat it later on?
Oh yeah, well see, we didn't have any refrigerators back in the olden days.
Yes.
She'd put it in what you'd call a safe.
No, Frank, we had
a cupboard.
We had refrigerators. We didn't have electric boxes. But
well,
we had those.
You mean when you and I married, we had a refrigerator?
Yeah, and we bought ice.
Before,
and
you see, back
and put
before,
on the other side and the ice on this side.
Before you and I married, my mother and father, we didn't have any ice boxes. Did you have any ice boxes back in those days?
I can't remember when we didn't have an ice box.
Huh?
I can't remember when we didn't have an ice box.
Oh, I can't. I remember we used to take a bucket on a rope and put it down into a deep well to keep it cool. Put butter in the bucket and things like that.
Yeah. What might you get milk from now and that sort of thing?
Where do we get?
Yeah.
These chain stores.
All right. Y'all don't get milk around here from a. Where does it come from?
Most of it comes from Grenada, and some of it comes out of Memphis, but I don't know who puts it up in Memphis. But most of it we get around here comes from farms out here in Grenada, Mississippi.
What kind of
It's imaginary, vitamin D.
Hmm?
Yeah. They good farms here, good farms for milk?
Mm-hmm.
Not around here.
Please.
We don't have any dairy around here.
No, we don't have any dairies around here now. We did have it one time, but 4 or 5 years ago, they closed up.
Yes.
I think what they did, they couldn't meet the competition.
But all our milk is coming from Memphis and Grenada and every places.
Did you ever raise your own stuff around here when you were like food to eat when you were younger out in the back, a back patch or something like that?
You mean friends out here?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a garden back there once in a while. We kept a garden sometimes.
Well, you grew your own?
Grew our own vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And ham and make preserves and jelly and jam and